I want him to come hang out. I want him to come hang out with us.
Plenty of room.
There's plenty.
Get in here. Get in here, all of you.
I don't know about how much room, but welcome, athletes, into the gym closet. We are on episode number 76.
Woo!
Woo! We have another great episode today that we threw together. I'm super excited. We spent a lot of time.
Lots of moments before we got in.
So bear with us. We have some awesome segments. We've been kind of segment heavy, but we will get into more interviews here beginning of next season, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Today, if you're just joining us for the first time, the Gym Closet is a Crave Gym podcast, giving our athletes a deeper look into what we do at Crave Gym and why we do what we do. In doing that, we hope to share a little bit of our knowledge on fitness and business and life. So thanks for stopping in. Hope you enjoy this episode. Here, as always, with @Jordan.Hildreth. What's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. You know, it's kind of funny. I actually kind of feel bad for people. If we're sharing like insight on how they're supposed to live lives, maybe they should. Maybe I'm not the guy that they should be listening to.
Right, or me.
Well, really? I mean, if we're just... I've never even thought about it, but when you just said it right now, I was like, now hold on one second. Are we really qualified to be giving out all this life information?
What is that, the fraud syndrome or whatever, though?
What?
Like, everybody always feels like they're a fraud if they're giving... Even, like, the most successful people have
this. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, so I can't remember what it's called, but it's like imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome.
Yes. So you feel like you don't belong. You feel like you're basically fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And it happens to a lot of like really, really successful people that they don't feel like they're successful and they should give you advice, even though because of life experience, they've went through that and should be giving good advice.
You know, I say that jokingly, but it's interesting because like a lot of the really famous people that I'll listen to, or a lot of the folks that I listen to on a podcast, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing here, man. Like, this all just kind of happened. It snowballed. I grabbed onto that son of a bitch, and I've been rolling ever since. And here I am, got all these people listening to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I can understand. I mean, I get that.
Yeah, and it's fun. Like, I've heard a lot of people that, and this is the atmosphere, I think, that I love about this podcast, is I've heard a lot of people say that they feel like they're just in the room bullshitting with us and talking to us. And, like, that's what I want to be as relatable as possible and be like, kicking shit with your boys or your girls and hanging out and, you know, just talking about what we have on our mind. And a lot of shit comes up in what we do. So, you know, we're going to get a little bit more into some interviews here beginning next season, but getting into a little bit of a preview, or I guess, making announcements for the rest of this season. We have first off, athlete shout out for all of the athletes that have qualified for the challenge or for the championship. That is going to be on May 4th. That is a Saturday, May 4th. That's team versus team. So Waukee versus West Des Moines. It will be an awesome event. I'm also excited going into next season. We're going to have a couple ways that you can help your, now that we're going to be doing this team versus team, we're going to have a couple ways that you don't necessarily have to qualify for the championship to help your team win the championship. And so we're going to have
like taking the other team out, like go do a training session at Waukee. And maybe just slip underneath somebody while they're doing a
little
burpee up.
Tanya Harding
deal. Yeah.
Little Tanya Harding in the leg to their best athlete.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down. He's not going to say it, but folks, that's what he means.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what I mean. But no, we will have some ways that you can impact your team by just doing some simple, cool, fun things that make it more of a game. And so that, you know, even I want to do even just showing up to the championship, whether you qualify or not, showing up to support your team, that will potentially get people points that can affect the outcome of the championship and bring in the trophy home. And the trophies are pretty sweet. I don't know. Did you see them?
I think I was just looking at them.
You were just looking at them.
The
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, so they're pretty sweet. And they are going to be traveling trophies in the first place men and women will get their names engraved forever on that traveling trophy. So that'll be kind of cool.
I'll say real quick.
Yeah.
what I love the idea of doing the team versus team. Obviously, when I see any of you Waukee folks, we're enemies. I'm a West Des Moines guy.
Yes,
hey,
definitely.
But like, kidding aside, it's going to be, I think it's a great opportunity to meet some of these people.
Right.
A couple of events, everybody I've met from Waukee, I'm like, oh, you're a really nice person. I very much enjoy you.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to bring them in to like the West Moore, or like, I know that like Waukee is home to them, but like we've got a lot of people who've been here for a long time. I think it would be fun for them to see and interact with a lot of us on a more regular basis. I think that's going to be good for the Waukee.
It'll be a lot of fun. And now that we're doing like events and stuff together too, did you do, you did the dodgeball, right?
Yeah, I did.
And
that
so
was
we,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, so
there
we had a Waukee. Yeah, so
Waukee,
and it's just fun because you get to meet an entire, like, we have about 250 to 260 athletes here at any time at West Des Moines, and now we have 70 athletes at Waukee. So now we can, you know, you just get to meet more of your kind of your team, or you know, and even though you're competing against each other, you have that camaraderie still. So, and speaking of all in fun, we also have this weekend coming up is our Friday, the 26th, I believe.
26th.
We will be having our Smash Park outing where everybody is invited, and all of our Crave Gym athletes. It's $5 an athlete, but we will be watching Dave Montgomery's band, Pie in the Sky. They will
fucking
be
awesome.
I've heard amazing things. I have not been able to see them, so I am absolutely jacked to have them play. I think they're playing from 8 to 11, and I think we have the courts
6 to 8
before that, and then we're gonna be rocking and rolling all night. So so really looking forward to that. Shout out to Dave Montgomery for being awesome and you know, having that content out there for us to take in. He just feeds our ears.
Oh yeah,
with
it's ear food.
Delicious ear food. So that'll be awesome. We do have then our pregame, and then now jumping to the next week after the championship on the 4th. On the 5th, we have our pregame, our preseason game plan. So if you are a new athlete, we do the game plan so that you can get body composition numbers. You can get pre-testing into the season so you can see what some agility numbers look like. And then if you did do the pre-tests for the strength season, we will do your post-test for the strength season. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that gets done in that, and it's all for your guys' benefit, because the athletes, you guys can see your progress and see how well you're doing and hit some of those awesome goals. And it helps, because we also make goals in that game plan, so you can write down your goals for the next season and all that good stuff. So that'll be really, really cool. And then that week from the 6th to the 11th, we will have our training camp week. So during training camp week, it is free to any guests, any family, friends that would like to come and see what we're all about at Crave. That week is free. For our current athletes, I guess, and new athletes, we have a slowed down version of our training sessions, and they may take a little bit longer because we will be, you know, we tell all the coaches, if we need to, stop the clock, take extra time, work on extra form. These are new drills for everybody. If they're not new drills for you and you've been an athlete, you haven't seen them for at least a year.
Oh, yeah.
So all of these drills are new, and we want to make sure that everybody gets everything down pat with that, experiences the workout and does everything like that. So that leads us into a couple of athlete shout outs. We have Baby Extravaganza.
Oh yeah.
It seems like, Hannah announced that she is having a baby, and Coach Travis and Spencer had their baby
on Friday. So whatever the Friday was, the 19th.
The 19th. So that was last Friday.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
April 19th.
Yes. So
little baby Emerson.
Yes. So that we, you know, huge shout out to them. We're so happy that everything went well with Travis and Spencer. And
it's nice to know their baby's name. They didn't tell anybody.
Oh, really?
No. So they called.
They had names
on social media and stuff. They named the girl baby Emerson, the girl LeBron. So whenever they talked to somebody or whenever they made a post, it was LeBron. It was hilarious. The first time I saw it, I was like, What?
So everybody thought they were... Did people think they were serious
no,
or no?
Because they know Spencer and Travis. I like, told Spencer, I was like, why are you calling her LeBron? She's like, oh, we don't want to tell him the name, so it's LeBron until she's born.
I love that.
What?
I really wish that they actually, like, named their child LeBron. No. Like, how funny would that be?
Oh, it'd be hilarious for, like, everybody but the kid.
Right, yeah, yeah. That'd be hard. But, yeah, huge shout-out to those guys. Huge shout-out to Travis, who he'll be taking he took this week. But I know that he's probably not getting a ton of sleep, or either one of them, you know. Yeah. So huge shout-out to them, and I've been there and know that it's tough. But it does come back. So, and I can't talk too much. We were spoiled with Ivy was 6 weeks. She was sleeping through the night. I think both Ivy and Pierce did. So that, we were super lucky. I've heard horror stories of like years of no sleep and I would not make it. So hopefully the best of luck to those two. And then let's see. I think that is all of our athlete shout outs. Did you have any more?
Nope.
I know I had a couple more that I saw. So if anybody has, you know, anything that on social media or anything, just give us a real quick tag and we'll give you a shout out.
Hopefully that gets started up again. Last summer, you remember folks were posting about races and stuff that they were doing every single week. And that was
and
really
throwing
cool.
The tags,
everybody was throwing that on. So I hope that gets picked up now that
I think it will now that it's
again.
Nice again.
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of starting their seasons. Yep. I talked to Glenn and we're, contemplating doing like race jerseys. Crave race jerseys or whatever that are badass ones. Yeah. And so we're looking into that. We'll probably do like a custom order deal of that. Yeah. So anybody that does any races, whether it's a marathon, half marathon, mud races, Spartan races, all of it, we'll have kind of a quote unquote race team jersey for everybody. So we'll look into that. That's in production or in pre-production talk right now. But let's go ahead and knock off another block of Wooden's Pyramid. Today we're talking about loyalty, and not necessarily loyalty in the context of like being loyal to your family, friends, all that. Like that's important. We talked about friendship. This is the middle bottom block, by the way. But we talked about cooperation. We talked about friendship. We talked about enthusiasm, all those different things. But this is loyalty. Not necessarily when Coach Wooden talks about it, it's not necessarily loyalty to those, but more loyalty to concepts and loyalty to your beliefs and your core values. And he points out that during tough times, those core beliefs and those different things that you hold true can really get strained sometime. And so loyalty is a big part of the base of this pyramid, and so let's practice this week on loyalty, whether it's just maybe even identifying your core beliefs and who you are, and you know, for me, in especially in business, transparency is huge, and just being an overall good person when it comes to business is something that I've found really helps us. And a big thing that I talk about to everybody is purpose over profit. And that holds true to me. This is a passion for everybody involved. And so purpose over profit is a big part of my life. And that's one thing that I will stay loyal to. And I have to check myself every once in a while, you know? So if there's something that can be, and all of these, obviously I want to be as good of a business person as possible. But if something comes down to whether it's if it benefits our athletes and it may cost us a little bit extra money, or it may not make us extra money, whatever the case might be, like that we always err on the side of what's the purpose of what we do at Crave Gym. And so that's one thing that we try to hold loyal to. So even identify some of the things that you want to hold, to be loyal to, because maybe you have been loyal and to these concepts and these different things, these beliefs and these core values. Maybe you've already been loyal to those. So just identify what they are so that you know when you do come across a tough time, you know, you've already identified, you can stay loyal to them, and you can think about, okay, I realized that I could sacrifice this belief, or I could sacrifice this value of what I'm doing right now, but I'm not going to, because I'm going to stay loyal to it. And he does it in like a sports context. Obviously, in basketball, he says, we want to know if we can count on our teammates. We want to know that there will be support in tight spots, and they are likely to go the extra mile when they need help. So a little bit of talking about, you know, staying loyal to their teammates. But that's, you know, that's a big thing that we want to stress this week. And that is the last block of the bottom, I believe. Let me double check and make sure they don't go on like little fragment blocks, because the drawing that they have has little like side blocks, but they're not in here.
Dude, that's the bottom. I like using loyalty. It's talking about loyalty to your core beliefs instead. Like, I mean, when you think of loyalty, you think of like loyal to a friend or something,
right?
But I like the idea.
I think that's always good, right?
Well, and but I like the idea that he's focusing it on at the other,
right?
Because kind of like what you were saying, the idea of being loyal in adverse situations, that can really get you through some of that. If you can hunker down to what you are, true to yourself, I think it's a long term thing. And again, it's, it may not be like, it may not help you directly. You may not see the result of being true to yourself right away. It's one of those things where if you're not true to yourself over time, you will start to notice chips of who you were falling away. You'll notice that the friends that maybe you thought you should have kept are now no longer there. Or
and maybe
little
that's
parts
like,
of your life are falling to the wayside. And it's
some
because
of that
you just
sounds
let
like
some of that go.
Karma and stuff too.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? And
you gotta,
it's just
gotta hold
those
strong.
Little things. Yeah.
And it's so in a perfect example, I think, is if you've got this, if somebody comes to you with this new fad that you could push on all the athletes at Crave and it could make you a lot of money, because we know those things exist.
Right. Yeah.
You're not going to do something like that. You're going to hold true to your loyal. You're going to watch immediately. You're going to see profits slip away. And that's not the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
But long term, you're going to see the Crave family grow. You're going to see people coming back. You're going to see people not saying, hey, this guy jipped me off and, you know, put me on some. I'm not calling out any names or anything.
Right.
Somebody put me on a short 8-week program that made me lose 20 pounds, and suddenly I ballooned up 35 more pounds once I was off of it because it was a horrible diet.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's none of this short term game stuff. It's long term. It's true to who you are. It's true to your vision.
And I think that's awesome too, because it is a great example in the fitness industry. And one thing that I really pride myself on is we've had more in my experience in the fitness industry. I've worked in several gyms, and I've been in the fitness industry my entire life. And since we opened Crave 5 years ago, we've had more people come back after leaving than I've ever experienced in my life. Normally, if someone quits a gym, normally if someone quits a gym, like, you just never see them again, because they don't feel comfortable coming back, or they were actually displeased, and that's why they left in the first place. But I feel like we have such like that family atmosphere that if you leave your parents' house, you're always going to go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you might even like be mad at your family for a little bit, but they're still your family. Right.
Yeah.
I kind of get that sense from a lot of people when they do come back. It's like, and we welcome them with open arms, obviously, you know, and a lot of people
get
tell me the horror.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
You knucklehead.
Right. It's like that. It's like that younger brother or that uncle that just had to like go figure it out for himself.
And
now he's back doing his thing again. You know, it's interesting because I feel that a lot of way. And we don't, you know, we can't. A lot of the fitness industry is experience based.
Yeah.
And you don't know the bullshit from the good.
Yep.
Until you experience.
Right.
And so a lot of people, you know, have to experience it for themselves and do this or that. But it's awesome because that's one thing I pride myself on is how many people have come back and rejoined the team.
Because you guys are a rock.
Right.
We're not moving.
We're still going to be here.
It's changing, but the core values aren't.
And right.
I'll say that. And everything that you guys have done, that's totally different. This is not nearly the same thing as it was all like when people first got here.
Right.
It's the same. As different as it is, it's the same. It's still the same principles. It's still the same ideas. It's still the same family, you know.
Because we're loyal to those.
Boom.
Ah, loyalty.
Boom.
Nice. So that's the block of the pyramid. We're going to go into – okay, so we have a new segment alert.
New segment.
So we don't know. We're workshopping this segment. But basically what this segment is going to be is kind of a consumer report on like a product or a something that could benefit the athletes?
Maybe something that our experience has taught us that you don't know about, and we can teach you about. It's like a 101, like something consumer product 101, or I don't know.
Yeah.
We're working the name. Anyway.
Yeah, we're workshopping that. But the first one I'm loving, my note says ball goo.
Which is what it is.
Nice.
I have been running a lot of miles in preparation for the Dam to DSM this year. I've never actually run a bunch of miles to prepare for one of these things. I'm pretty excited about it. We'll see how it turns out. But running all of these miles, I'm finding that your legs and...
more specifically, balls.
Chafe a little bit, or a lot of bit. Kind of a lot of bit. Especially when you go on those longer runs.
Yikes.
My brother runs a whole bunch of miles all the time, and I was like, that's why I texted him. I was like, what is your nut chafing stuff?
Right.
You got to tell me what it is. Aquifer.
Gel. That's what I use on my tattoos.
You rub, So Aquifer, you rub it on your legs. It
Nice.
Will save you from a lot of pain.
So 1 to 10 rating. What do you give Aquifer for chafe prevention?
I have nothing else to compare it to, so I'm going to give it a 9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever done, I remember football, like two-a-days.
Yeah.
There's chafing involved there with the pant, like your pants don't get, they just don't have a chance to get dry.
Yeah.
So the second practice, you're always wearing like
wet pants. Yeah.
And so everybody used to do baby powder.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily get all that sweaty and stuff because I was a quarterback. I got to hang out, practice half the practice.
Yeah,
and
basically doing nothing
on
the sideline.
Do nothing, yeah. Throw a couple balls and play 7-on-7. And then I was a punter too, so I just got to do absolutely nothing. But for a lot of people, I saw him do that powder.
Now that
so
I'm thinking
sure.
about it, if it's to prevent chafing, is there really a scale? Does it work or does it not?
Right, so maybe it's just a 10 or a 1.
Yeah, a 10 or a 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that works, so it's
okay,
a 10.
Okay, so not using anything, definitely a 1.
Okay,
as I've learned, lots of pain, lots of chafing. Using Aquifer, 10.
10, all right, I like that. So as much of a transition as this is, I love it. Going from ball goo to our foodie for the day, we have we'll have a new foodie that we'll announce right now, and it is
nuts.
So so we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we'll get into the last foodie, which was Bang Flavors. So after all of the votes were tallied, was there any surprise? Again, we're missing Zach. Yeah, we're missing Zach, who is kind of the Bang like expert. And we missed him on both of these episodes that had these Bang results. So
I told him, I was like, yeah, I don't know, we just like picked flavors, and then he went on and he was like, oh
yeah.
Basically like, oh, those flavors suck.
How the fuck are we supposed to know? Zach, get your head out of your ass, get in here and give
Ooh,
us the right flavors.
Hold on.
But I think there's a lot of new flavors that like have recently come out.
Yeah, the ones he said.
And there's a new drink, too, that looks like a crown. It's like Royal something.
Rain?
Oh, yeah,
Monster.
Rain.
It's Monster's Answer.
Oh, it's Monster's.
Gosh. Okay, so
Monster's Answer to what?
Bang, because it's doing the same fairy dusting stuff.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Okay.
So, on my Instagram, I have it Bangster Berry at 12 and Cherry Blade Lemonade at 11.
All right.
But on
this is a championship.
The Closet,
who the championship is between Bangster Berry
and Cherry Blade Lemonade.
Cherry Blade Lemonade.
And I'm just gonna say it.
I haven't had either one of them.
Most people, I'm betting, voted for Bangster Berry because of the name.
Because it's a
just
badass.
My
name.
Opinion.
Yeah.
That's just what I think happened.
Because it's Bangster.
Yeah. And then on the Gym Closet podcast, 3 for Bangster Berry, 6 for Cherry Blade Lemonade, giving Cherry Blade Lemonade the win.
Damn, 15-17, pretty close. We didn't get very many votes on that.
Yeah, and
I mean,
I think
it must not have been
because our
flavors were off
here.
Yeah.
good
call, Zach.
I've never had any of them.
Right?
How am I supposed to know?
I've had one, and I had champagne, and I liked champagne, so I voted for champagne, and it lost first round. So
lost.
Yeah, so it didn't matter anything.
Way to drop
so
the ball, Zach.
So, but getting into our next foodie, we are getting into nuts.
Yes, nuts.
So,
if nuts you guys will remember, we started a long time ago. It was going to be energy drinks or nuts, and energy drinks won the vote. It was a closer margin than I thought it was going to be. I thought energy drinks would blow it out, honestly, but that's why we're bringing nuts back. Yeah. It was pretty close, so here they are.
So we have peanuts, pistachios, walnuts, pecans, cashews, almonds, hazelnut, and macadamia nut. And to preface this, the only macadamia nut I've ever had is on a cookie.
And you cannot think of them on cookies.
And they win automatically because they're so good. A Subway macadamia nut cookie.
Oh, dude, come on. I mean, you're talking about childhood. They're amazing.
Yes. Yeah. You can't beat it. So I automatically vote for that one.
Macadamia.
Make sure that we get a picture of that before we leave so we know. So that's our next foodie. We will have that out next week for votes starting probably Monday. We will have the 8 square off to see who is going to win. Next up, we got Today I Learned. You got a Today I Learned.
I do have a Today I Learned. It's a new word.
All right.
So the word, and I'm going to butcher how you say this. It's called Coriolecullet.
And spell
that. It's spelled Coriolecullet. It's hard. Anyway.
So this is not a Today I Learned. This is more of a word of the day.
Well, sure. We'll call it a combo. It's on so we have Today a new, I Learned.
Yeah. So we have old school word of the day.
All right.
All right.
So that word, Coriolecullet, it is the word describing the moment at which two people approaching from opposite ends of a long passageway recognize each other and immediately pretend they haven't to avoid the embarrassment of having to continue recognizing each other the whole length of the corridor.
I'm trying to picture that.
So basically, walk two me people through are this. Very far, and you're not going to know an empty this person room? Very well, and both recognize each other, and you both recognize that you recognize each other, but you don't really want to say hi, so you're both like, and you just start looking off into the other distance, and you pretend that you didn't recognize the person to avoid the embarrassment of recognizing them the whole time through.
And so it's kind of that intermittent time.
Yeah.
But then you can probably, when you get next to them, you can probably say, oh, hey, what's up?
Something.
And then go.
Right.
But that intermittent time.
Okay.
Yes. Is
that awkward time.
That's interesting, and I don't know why there's a name for it, but it is.
That, to me, should be called the grocery store.
Right.
Whenever you see somebody, dude, you can see your best friend at the grocery store, and it's awkward.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy, how many aisles am I going to run into you?
Exactly, because you, and then you go opposite. So you go opposite ways down, and then you go the same direction but opposite. So you see them every aisle. Hey, hey again. So how many aisles do you go through without saying hi again? Or you change your path knowing that they're on the same path?
I think my uncle's got it right. When he sees people inside the grocery store, he just leaves. He's like, my aunt has said multiple times, she's like, money? Oh, god dang it, he must have known somebody. He's just gone. Because he's just like, nope, this is the worst.
I love that.
That is the right strategy.
That
I
is
come back later.
So interesting.
Not that important.
That is so funny. I, on the other hand, it takes me two aisles before I contemplate. So if I see him once, that's, hey, how are you doing? It's nice to see you again. I see him again, it's the awkward, oh, are you following me? And then I completely change course and go to the opposite side of the thing, hoping that they're not doing the same thing. But two aisles is my countdown
that's
for that.
That's the risk you run.
Right.
Two might be everybody's max. Two, then you're both doing, and you're like.
And then I pull your uncle and I go outside.
That's it.
I'm out of here. Next up, we got, is that all of, no, we got, you said you had some couch potatoes.
I do have some couch potatoes. They're not
nice. Let's learn about what we should be watching.
Well, okay.
Next
so they're
weekends.
Not nice couch potatoes. Two. One is a show, one is a movie.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the show because I know a little bit more about it. On this last podcast, declared to the world that they should be watching the season of the Game of Thrones.
And you lied to the entire world.
It is horrible. It is an absolute disgrace to everything that it has led up to. I actually know a lot of people that really enjoy it, but for the people, from our real fans out there, for those of us that watched it from the beginning, that have read the books, that understand how these characters are supposed to develop and how a story is supposed to develop, we've had two full episodes of literally nothing happen. They can't do it. They're not capable. This was created by a mad genius. George R. R. Martin is a horrible, perverted human being, but he's a genius, and he was able to create these worlds.
Yeah.
Now these people have nothing to base it on, and they're lost, and they don't know how to do it.
So this doesn't follow books anymore?
Oh, it's way past. It's like
books.
The sixth season, they were able to base it on his unwritten book. Like I think he was like feeding them stuff off of it.
Sure.
Seventh season, they're
just on their own. And
that's my least favorite season. But there was enough action that they were able to do it. This one, they're lost. They have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
They have a full season to fill with not enough action. They're like, whoa, what do we do? Let's do two episodes that are exactly the same twice in a row, and maybe people will like it. They're trying to capture moments between characters because they know people that watch this show characters.
So what I've heard is, and this is coming from a guy that has only heard stories from people in the gym that I have not watched it, and I refuse to watch it until maybe 3 years from now when everybody else has stopped talking about it. Then I can watch it and know it's no longer culturally cool.
Yeah.
But I've heard that they are trying to entice you a little bit more, trying to make you fall in love with these characters even more. Because they're all going to die here in the next episode.
That's what people want to pretend. Okay. No, these morons don't know what they're doing. That's all that it is. I bet, and honestly, like...
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah, I did. Right before I came here. Thank you.
Nice.
And I'm going to go on too long of a rant if I do. There's just a lot. I think they're lost. They're trying to capture these characters' essence in these strange moments. I bet none of this is in the book because it's just not Martin's style. He doesn't have these dumb moments where people have this stuff happening.
It's interesting, though, because in a book... A moment can take a page out of 500 pages, whereas a moment in cinema can take 5 minutes out of a 30-minute. So it's a huge, you know what I mean?
Well, in this case, like three moments will take two whole episodes.
Right, and that's what I mean is like you can probably describe these several moments between characters in like one chapter.
But these moments wouldn't even happen.
Really? Okay. Yes. I'll take your word for it because... I know you nerd out on it, and I don't give a fuck.
Anyway.
So.
And then the second
one,
foodie, is the new Avengers movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
Relax, people. It's not that good. Dude. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Wait for it to come out on Netflix like a normal person. It'll be just as kind of good to put on in the background while you cook your eggs. I can't figure out why people are obsessed with these movies. They're not good. They're all the same. They're all exactly the same. They've been the same since they started coming out, and they're the same.
I still don't understand what world they're in.
I don't know.
Because I feel like they've
just... Have you seen the graph where it like points the direction?
But I feel like they're just... picking up like random new characters like every Avengers one.
If you read the comic books, there's like all these characters and then some. This is only like a small microcosm.
Right, but that's the thing is now they're just like, we're out of stories, so let's add this character. Yeah. Let's give him his own movie first.
Yeah,
and then let's bring him into the Avengers. There. Yeah, because they're all in the same world.
But I'll read you the description that somebody told me, and it's, I mean, exactly on of what these movies are. My issue with these movies, all the same. Superhero isn't really so super. He starts the movie by whipping some second-rate shitty villain and cracking a few one-liners, then spends all the last scenes getting his ass kicked by the real villain and his henchmen before finally eking out a victory. Is that not exactly what every single one of these has been since they've been coming out?
Yeah, but now these ones have wisecracks and jokes in between.
That's what he said, the one-liners.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I did see one that was like the Avengers or the Iron Man comes up and he talks to the Ant-Man or whatever, and he's not actually like small at the time. So he's like, hey, regular-sized man.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. That's my humor there.
All
right,
Dad. But,
exactly. I absolutely love that.
What did he just say? Rewind that.
Rewind it. It's awesome. But yeah, I have. So I talked about Good Girls, right?
Yeah.
Second season.
Yeah.
I actually went back. So Netflix has season one. So what I would suggest on this is go to Netflix, watch season one, and then on Hulu you can watch season two. Hulu does not have season one. Netflix does not have season two. I don't know how they're getting away with this.
Paying
but
each other
is,
a lot of money
yes,
to have that.
Yes, but you, if you have either one, if you have both of them, like I do, you can go back and forth. Well, I have my brother's password for Netflix.
Yeah, let's. And, yeah. If you have both of them.
Yeah.
Or if somebody
if
you
not,
know has both
someone
of them
you
and
know
you're using
has,
it
yes,
like all of us
like
are.
Everyone else. There's like they said something, Netflix said something about, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was so dramatic. It was like 1 million people have
like actually pay for the
pay for it, and like 17 million people stream it on a daily basis. Yeah. Which, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, so go watch the first season. So I watched the second season, and we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good. The first season is even better, in my opinion.
Really?
And it obviously foreshadows a lot of the second season.
Like, oh.
So, yeah. And I learned the story of what happened. Like, the cool thing about anything that I like as far as watching it's very similar to, like, Rick and Morty. Like,
yeah.
You can watch one episode, and it's great on its own.
Yeah.
Without any subcontext.
Yeah.
But if you have subcontext, it makes it even better.
And there are little tidbits
right.
throughout the
Yep,
yeah.
exactly. So those are kind of the things that I like. So but I think that is all we got for everybody today. It's a little bit of a it's not really a little
36.
Bit of a short one. 36, we're all right. But we're gonna lead out with some bangers for the weekend here. Jordan, you know mine, so do you want to do yours first or mine first? Who do we want to lead out?
I'll get it.
You got the first one?
Yeah, I got the first one.
All right.
Okay, so this is, you're all going to recognize the song, but the artist is not who you're thinking of. It's Weezer.
I get a little Michael Jackson vibe right now. Okay. Okay.
I'm just going to skip forward a little bit.
The other one. Ooh. I like this mix.
Billie Jean.
Yeah. I love it. And then the other, what's the other one that's Alien Ant Farm? I like that mix
of that one
too. Smooth Criminal? Is that one that one? No.
So Weezer came out with an album called The Teal Album, where they just covered 12 different songs.
Oh, really?
And it's
that's kind of sweet.
Incredible. If you guys haven't listened to it, download it. It's phenomenal. That's probably my favorite one, but it's an incredible album.
That's awesome. I was, speaking of covering songs, I was listening to, who was it? It was it's a great artist, Jack Johnson or something like that. I can't remember. Jack Johnson or Dave Matthews Band. You know who it was? OAR.
Yep. OAR.
Yes. So it was OAR, and I was listening to them on, and all of a sudden, Itsy Bitsy Spider comes on, and it's from a kids thing.
Yeah.
And Pierce, my son, he knows the song, and so like I'm listening to it and I'm jamming out to it. I'm like, this is a badass OAR song, like remix of Itsy Bitsy Spider, And he comes in and starts, like, doing the signs to it and stuff, and I absolutely died. I loved it. But this week's – I got an interesting story about this week.
Yeah,
so,
hit us up with the story.
Yeah, so you guys all might remember this one from a while back. It was on a big commercial. But I played – my roommate had to hate me in college for this. But I would leave this on just blaring on repeat in my room for, like, the entire day. Like, I don't know why. It would just be – on a background, and I wouldn't have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just loved it that much. Like, I just wanted to listen to it over and over and over. And then I would end up, like, leaving the house.
Oh.
Accidentally. Like,
the worst person alive.
Right. I am. I completely agree. Yeah. So my roommates had to absolutely hate me because of it. But this is Mad World by Gary Jules.
Yeah. No expression. The commercial was by, it was a cover by somebody else, I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah,
it might have been. But that is all we have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening today and letting us talk for a little bit. Have a little chat with everybody. If you do us a favor and jump on our social media, like, review, rate, follow, all of the above. I'm at TR Crave Strong, Crave with a K, or Crave Gym, or the Gym Closet Podcast. All of the above will give you all the inside information on Crave Gym and what we do on the podcast. Make sure you listen to some past episodes. Go pick your favorite. Let us know which one that is. And I feel like giving something away. What if we give something away to anybody who comments? What should we comment? Whoever gives the best GIF of
Game of Thrones. The best Game of Thrones GIF.
The best Game of Thrones GIF to anybody that's listening. If they comment any of our Games of Thrones, I will give you a your choice of swag from our Crave gear. So if got to get the best one, Jordan will pick the best one because he knows more about it. Yes, he knows more about it than I do. And we will pick that for next week. See ya. Thank you.